A panel commissioned to review practices at New York's Troubled Ethics Commission held its one and only public hearing yesterday, as its chairman says lack of staff and an excess of paperwork may make it difficult to meet the group's November 1st deadline. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Its website is nearly incomprehensible. Its built-in commissioner vetoes of sensitive investigations causes it to operate like no other respected ethics body, and the near-constant closed-door meetings give it the appearance of obfuscation and shielding. Those are just some of the comments from witnesses before a panel tasked with reviewing the state's controversial Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE. Laura Abel with the Lawyers Alliance, an advocacy group for low-income New Yorkers, liken JCOPE to a puppy
who's so busy yapping at passersby that when the burglar walks in the front door, it's too tired to do anything about it.
Abel says JCOPE spends too much time chasing down information from small community-based organizations when that data is also easily available publicly elsewhere, and ignores larger, more egregious violations. JCOPE has the authority to go after bigger fish, but it's not using it, says Daniel Carson with the New York City Bar Association's Committee on Government Ethics. He says 13 state lawmakers have been convicted of crimes or fined for what he calls self-dealing, where the legislators set up a not-for-profit in their name or a family member's name, then directed state funds to the organizations. Carson says JCOPE has the power to ban lawmakers from engaging in outside activities that would create the appearance of impropriety because they or a family member would personally profit from the arrangement.
We believe that JCOPE can take direct action now without any enabling legislation to end this abuse.
And he says at a time of rising incidents of corruption, which included the indictment of both leaders of the legislature in 2015, JCOPE's number of actual investigations have been very low, with the exception of a $300,000 fine against former Assemblyman Vito Lopez, who was accused of sexual harassment. But he says overall, the fines have been small.
It makes no sense for them to be fining or community organizations who don't have the money to pay them. And so these penalties are illusory, and they are not serving as a deterrent to unethical conduct in the state.
Talia Warber with the reform group Citizens Union says JCOPE's website is poorly designed and difficult to decipher, and the commission could use more IT support to upgrade and organize the data from lobbying groups that it collects so that the public can be better informed.
It is a confusing system. The way data is collected is not standardized. It's not validated, so it's very hard to do a broad assessment of lobbying activities.
The review panel is due to issue its final report in 2 weeks, but panel chair and former state senator Dale Volker cast doubt on that deadline, saying the panel has no paid staff and is inundated with paperwork.
And I did ask the governor for staff, of course, because JCOPE in the meantime got 3 new people. And so I want to be very honest about it.
A minor controversy was created recently when JCOPE's commissioners learned that the outgoing executive director, a close Cuomo associate, had, without telling anyone, hired 3 new paid employees for the Ethics Commission. Chairman Volker says despite all the obstacles, he's hopeful that the report will be finished by its deadline of November 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.